Hi, here for the third installment from Amorist Eclectic, and today we're going to talk about the positives of sex toys, relationship enhancers in your life. I mentioned in my introduction that I used to sell sex toys, and I see everything but good about sex toys. There are so many different types, so many different ways you can use sex toys, and I don't see it as sex toys, you know, even though everybody talks about it that way. I see them as, you know, a relationship enhancer, something that you bring into your relationship to make your relationship more exciting and fun. And also I see them as for people who are single and aren't in a relationship or might be in between relationships where they're not wanting to be, maybe they're getting over somebody or whatever, and they're not wanting to take risks in having one night stands or, just going out and meeting people or doing the Tinder thing or, you know, whatever. they're wanting to be a little more careful until they get to know somebody. Or if you're in the beginning of a relationship and, you know, you meet somebody and, you know, you're just not ready to get into an intimate relationship with that person. I also see them, sex toys, as a relationship enhancer for yourself. It's keeping you from jumping the gun into a relationship that you don't want to be in just because you're feeling a little amorous or you're, you know, feeling a little sexually driven. And so, well, that person's there. That's my sex toy. But that's really something you shouldn't do, because there's a lot, you know, for some people, sex is sex. It doesn't matter to them. But the problem is when you get into the other person might take that sexual act that you've had, or that sexual night that you've had, or that crazy night that you've had with them, as meaning something more than it did. And you may be attracted to them, you may think they're sexy, but you may not want to have a long-term relationship with them. They're a nice person, but they just don't have all the things that you want. So sometimes when you delve into something like that, you get into bad territory, and then the person's like, but why? I care about you now, that kind of thing. And it's not, from my experience, it's not always the woman. You know, most of the time, it's the guy who falls hard after there's sex involved, especially if it's good sex, especially if he feels that he's done well in that, interaction. People have feelings that come out of intimacy. It's just the way it is. They've even proven that, you know, women will carry, you know, if sperm is released into the woman, if you don't wear a condom, you know, you should always wear a condom. Don't agree with that. If you're not in a long-term monogamous relationship, always wear a condom, because you never know what that other person is doing. You never know what they may be lying to you, whatever. But they've even done research where when sperm is released into a female, that you carry around some of that DNA of every man that you've had sex with who is really sperm into you. Somewhere I read that. I can't remember where I read that. But so you basically have a little bit of that person with you at all times, and that, like, there might be some, you know, ancestral or some older thing like that humans had, where, you know, that was it came into our being because, you know, back in the olden days when we were gay people, you know, it kind of kept couples together to take care of their children, etc., when, you know, before we evolved into what we are today. So, and it's still there. And so you have to remember that too. So it's, you know, not only are there emotions involved, but there's also physiological things that happen when you are, you know, intimate with someone. And, you know, you can call it sex, but I think in order to get to that level, there has to be a liking, a caring for somebody, for someone to turn you on and for you to go to that level. So you can't hate somebody, but you know, although people have said that they've, you know, had sex with people they hate. I don't know how that works. Never happened to me. But so, you know, I do think that it's a good idea for people to use sex toys, intimate relationship enhancers, to help them not jump into something, not just before they're ready, but just because they don't want to, just because they don't want to jump into that. And it's something you can use in relationships as well, but it does help. And there are there's just a myriad of things nowadays that you can buy, and there's more things that are getting invented and created every day. You know, sex toys that are linked to your phone that you can control from your phone. So it's no longer you have to have the wire with a button. It's not even you have to have the remote control that you hold in your hand. Now you can just get on your phone and control it from there. So say you buy a penis ring for your significant other, and you put that penis ring on them, and it's got a vibrator on it that is controlled by your phone, so you can play games with that. You know, it doesn't necessarily have to be in the bedroom. It can be when you're out and about, kind of teasing each other through the night. Who knows? You know, each one of you wears something, that sort of thing. So I think that people need to evolve their idea of what sex toys are and what they're used for. It doesn't necessarily have to stay in the bedroom. You know, they sell little fingertip vibrators that you can put in your purse, that you can put in your pocket, and you can just pull that sucker out. And if you're out somewhere, you can use that with your significant other. I mean, you know, some people like to do some things in public. Some people like to have a little bit of excitement when there are places. You know, I forget, it was a comedian or somebody that was talking about sex. I think it was a female comedian, and she would always say, you know, in public, after she would talk about a sexual act, she'd be like, yeah, well, he made love to me, or he took the finger vibrator out and, you know, used it, blah, 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 in public. And she would just, you know, it would be like a, you know, a hesitation, and talking about how some people like to do this sort of things in public. So, and then they also have, like, even ones that hook onto your key ring that don't look like vibrators, but they are vibrators that you can take with you and, you know, use it wherever you like to. Maybe you forgot to take your vibrator on a trip. You got it with you. So, you know, I think that we need to evolve our level of what sex toys are, that they're not just in the bedroom. You don't just close, you know, have the drawer, which every, you know, let's be honest. Most people have the drawer on the side of the bed that have sex toys in them. The one that you lock so your kids don't get into them. And then there are some people who buy the very extravagant sex toys that are made of glass, and they look like ceramic statues, and they have them displayed in their home. And then you later find out it's a vibrator or it's a glass dildo. They have it displayed out in their house, but you wouldn't know, you know, and they think it's funny that they have this thing out and everybody's looking at it and making comments on it. And later, you know, they're going to use it as a sex toy. So, I mean, and then, you know, you also have sex toys that are not electrified, don't vibrate. They're just basic objects, you know, that are made from glass or plastic or whatever, and have certain shapes on them that will stimulate certain areas in the vagina or the anal area or whatever. And they're specifically made for that and not to be used with electric. It's just, you know, shaped in a certain way that will stimulate a certain area. So, you know, I was out on the town one night with a friend. We met a couple guys, and they started talking about their parents. They were brothers. And the one brother, I guess, had just finally gotten his divorce papers in the mail. And so that's why they were out for the night. You know, he was trying to cheer him up. And they started talking about their parents and how their parents were very out there about sex and about talking about it. And they were the ones that, you know, I was telling about that, you know, basically displayed their glass and sculptured sex toys through the house. Never went to that house. I couldn't say that I witnessed it, but and that they were very open about sex, which led them to be very open about sex. And they admitted that, you know, their parents were a little overboard and they probably shouldn't have talked about it as much as they did at the ages they were at. But they said because of that, they were more open-minded about sex and they were probably more giving, loving, and willing to try different things in the bedroom and understood women a lot better because their parents were so open about speaking about sex. So, you know, that's another positive to add to, you know, how sex toys are good for people and how you can use sex toys to enhance a relationship. You know, these boys, they were men, learned when they were boys that, you know, you have to be open about your intimacy with your partner. And you can't look at it as being dirty. It's fun. And that's the thing that they expressed to me is that their parents were like, you know, we're not talking like it's dirty. We're talking like it's fun. It's a fun, you know, this is what you do. And if you're going to do it, make it enjoyable. And these are enhancements. It doesn't replace the intimacy between us. It doesn't replace sex or making love, but it enhances our time together. It enhances our time in the bedroom. It enhances our time wherever we are at, and we want to use these. So I think that that's where people need to open their mind and take it out of the bedroom. You can use them anywhere. Take them on camping trips. You know, sometimes people like to go to the movies and act like they're in high school and, you know, make out and neck in the back of the car and oops, they brought something with them. So, you know, parked in the way, way back somewhere. So, you know, these are experiences that you can have with your partner that are beyond what maybe they thought they could tell you, that are beyond maybe what they thought you would do, that you would be willing to experience. And it also can take the other partner that maybe is a little more insecure, a little more shut down about sex, that it didn't get talked about at home for them and that they're just kind of learning this through their partner. It also helps them to open up to things that maybe they've thought about and maybe they've wanted to do and they just were too afraid or ashamed to say anything about. And I never think that sex or making love should be something that you shouldn't be open to talk about. Now, I don't think it's, you know, Thanksgiving dinner conversation. No. And I don't think it's out with the kids on a Sunday night, you know, conversation. No. But if you're with your intimate partner, I think you should, you know, be able to talk about those kinds of things openly. And I think that you should be able to explore using different kinds of sex toys in your relationship and be honest about that. You know, you might find out things about your partner that you didn't know. Like, you know, just because a man wants to use something anally doesn't mean that he is gay. It just means that there are stimulant points in his anus that he enjoys having stimulated. And it helps him in his process. You know, everyone's different. You know, some people don't have those sorts of stimulants in certain areas of the body. Everyone is different. You know, everyone's body is different. And there are, you know, that's why we were created differently. There are different points on everyone's body that they feel different things. You know, some people don't feel as much stimulation in the penis as others. Some people don't feel as much stimulation in certain areas of the vagina or the clitoris, or, you know, everything's different for everyone, and it depends on who they are. And, you know, some women don't feel as much stimulation on their breasts or their nipples, and the same with men. Some men really like the stimulation of their nipples. And so those are things you have to look into when you're looking into sex toys. You know, what do people like? What don't people like? And that opens up a conversation about sex and about what you'd like to use in the bedroom. And hopefully people can get comfortable talking with each other so that when you do decide to purchase, because, you know, you're spending money on this stuff, when you do decide to purchase a sex toy, that it's going to be something that is actually going to enhance your sexual experience, your arousal, your time in the bedroom, or it's just going to make it fun. It's just a different idea. It's outside the box. You know, maybe your sex life is getting a little laggy and a little boring, and you just need something to liven it up a little bit. It doesn't mean you're not going to go back and do the same things you've always done in the past. It just means now you've got a new trick to pull out of that hat, literally, because you're pulling it out of a box or a bag or whatever, and you're going to pull that out and use it. You know, maybe someone's tired and has had a particularly long day, or their workout was really rough and they're kind of worn out. One partner can now be the 80% in that night that, you know, stimulates the other partner, and you're using sex toys to do that. From everything from vibrators to penis rings to dildos to butt plugs. You know, there are some people that like butt plugs. I'm not particularly into that, but other people do like that. You know, and then there's feathers, and there's, you know, whips and different things that you can use that aren't really big, that aren't going to really hurt people. You know, there's different levels in that area as well. You know, when I was selling these, you know, I would have a private room that I would take people in, and it would be a closed door. Make sure this is a room that's far away from everybody else so that people could feel comfortable when they walked in alone. And I would always take each person in alone, even if there was a couple. I would bring the woman, the man, or two men or two women. I would bring each couple separately into a room, and I would talk to them and say, you know, they were coming together, but I'd also bring them in separately. And then I'd say, well, what would you like to buy, you know, to surprise your partner with? What do you think they would like? Or what would you like that you can give to your partner and say, you know, we didn't discuss this when we were there purchasing things, but this was something I saw that I thought I might like for you to use on me, or for us to use together. And they can purchase that separately, and I can have that delivered to them separately. Most of the things that got delivered were in paper bags, unmarked, so that people didn't know what they were. So sometimes you can deliver them to their work, and I would tell them, listen, it's not going to be marked. The name's not going to be on it. You know, I'll just, you know, send it to your work, and then you can take it home if you don't want them to know about it. So, you know, and I would have those discussions with people. And a lot of the times what I found was, you know, women were kind of hesitant at first, but then they would just open up when they were alone. Men, you know, they were always kidding around. Like, I was at one party and a guy just kept saying, you really like sex, don't you? Well, who doesn't? I'm sure there are people, but not many people do not like sex. So, you know, you keep saying that to me, it sounds to me like you just want me to like sex. And aren't you here with your wife? I think you better stop talking to me that way. So, you know, I was very open and honest with people when they came in and talked to me about it. I actually have fun doing that business and having a consultation with people, because I felt like I was opening them up and opening their minds up and improving their relationships with each other, but most importantly, improving their individual sex life so that they could have, you know, orgasms, feel good about sex, want to have more sex. And that's the goal. You know, that's what we were there for. You know, it's to sell things, but it's also to help people to open up about their intimacy and what they do behind closed doors and to be comfortable with it. You know, we're such a closed off society in America when it comes to sex. And I know some people are like, oh, no, we're not. It's just, you know, we're really open. No, we're not. Compared to the rest of the world, we're pretty closed off. And that's, I think it's a bad thing. I think it's something we need to talk more about. I think if there was better sex education in the schools, starting at when puberty starts, which is sometimes fifth or sixth grade, on up, we would probably avoid a lot of unwanted pregnancies. We'd probably avoid a lot of relationship problems that happen even in younger kids, with their relationships, and just understanding what sex is about, how it works, what it does. We were just way open with that. And then we also offered, you know, birth control openly, particularly condoms. We probably could stop a lot of unwanted pregnancies and cut down on abortion numbers as well. So I think that, you know, being more open-minded and having open conversations about that, you know, from an early age on, will help people to later on be more open to talk about that with their partners or whoever they're with or with themselves. And to know that it's okay to buy a vibrator or a fake vagina for yourself in between, you know, relationships to kind of keep yourself from getting into something that you might not want to get into. It's okay to fantasize about someone and to think about someone and go, you know, just so that you don't take it to a kind of stalker level later and then, you know, try to pursue them, you know, but, you know, it's okay to have fantasies about people, you know, and everybody feels differently about that. But, you know, that's, you know, when you're in between relationships and you're wanting to stay, keep from getting involved with someone until you're ready, you know, it's okay to do those things. And, you know, I think a lot of that has to do with what sex toys help us with, too. But it's also okay to discuss with your partner how you can use these sex toys within your relationship to enhance your arousal or to enhance your experience, you know. You know, like when people see sex toys, they're like, whoa, that's like, you know, it must be somebody who's like a crazy sex addict. No, it's just somebody who wants to have fun. You know, and that's their idea. They've always wanted to try it. You know, it doesn't mean they're a crazy sex addict. They've just seen it and thought that would be fun, you know, and they just want to try it. Nothing wrong with that at all. And those were the kind of discussions I would have when people would come privately into the room, and I'd be like, everything's on the table, totally open, talk to me. You know, whatever I have here, whatever I can get order for you, I'm here to talk to you about it. And, you know, the fun part of about selling sex toys is that you get to, you know, try them out. So I tried a few of those things out. So it can be fun and it is healthy and it's not dirty or sleazy. And people who use sex toys when they're single or masturbate or whatever are not sinning. It is not a sin. And it is not the wrong thing to do. And that's the point that we need to get to. We need to be more open-minded about that. And, you know, people need to, you know, be able to explore their fantasies. They need to be able to explore their thoughts that they're having. Because if you keep that all pent up inside, well, John's not going to be a fun boy, you know. Sarah's not going to be a fun girl. Because you're repressing things that you want to try that are absolutely natural. And that's why sex toys, sex parties, sex toy parties are really fun to do and really fun to participate in, because then it takes you out of that box you've been living in and it gets you out there, and your partner may not even know that this was something you wanted, you know, a toy that you wanted to try or a thing that you wanted to do. And it's a good thing for a relationship. It's like, wow, I didn't know that that's something I wanted to do too. I didn't know you wanted to do. So then that opens up the conversation between those couples, and I think keeps them together longer, because they're being more honest with each other and they're having more fun together. And that in turn expands intimacy within their relationship, because, you know, that's their little secret between them. And those are the things that they do, and those are the things that they like, and they know about each other. And the more you know about somebody, the more you're able to understand someone and where they're coming from. And sometimes, you know, these conversations and these sex toys and intimacy that you have because of them lead to other great conversations about, you know, maybe things that have happened in people's past, or maybe emotional things that happened in your family. And it opens them up even more to their partner. And like I said, they are more understood. They feel more understood, and they feel like they understand their partner more. And because they're able to talk about these things that they originally thought were taboo, now other taboo subjects start to come out. That was something else that people shared with me, that, you know, when I was selling them these sex toys, is that it has really opened up their relationship beyond the bedroom, beyond sex. It's really opened up their emotional relationship between each other, for their emotional intimacy, that they were able to talk more and be more honest with each other. So you can't look at sex toys as being this taboo subject or this taboo thing that you can't use. And I do think that, you know, once you get into S&M and all those other things that are done in S&M, things can go a little too far. You know, sex is always supposed to be fun, and there's a line between abuse and having fun. You know, if you have an understanding with your partner that this is fun, that I'm going to use handcuffs on you because we're having fun, and there's trust there, that's one thing. But if you don't have that trust with somebody, and you are afraid that if they, you know, tie you up, what they just might do, then I wouldn't cross that line ever. If you've ever even have an intuition or an inkling not to go there, I wouldn't cross that line. But that's another subject for another day. And we'll be talking about that. We'll be talking about lines that can be crossed and intimacy in the bedroom, and how far you should or should not go. But for today, I just wanted to discuss sex toys and being more open to them, and hoping that people will have a more healthy outlook on using them and what they're used for and why they're used, and that it's okay to go out to a store, walk into a store and buy some, you know, but most people would want to order them. So, but it's okay to do that. And it's all right to ask your partner if that's something they want to try. And it is actually a wonderful thing. It has been for my relationships. And it's really taken us to fun places in the bedroom and beyond. So, that was my discussion for today. We'll probably go into more discussions, more detailed over time, but I just wanted to kind of get that out there onto the podcast right away, that, you know, there are going to be discussions like this in my podcasts that are a little more adult. And we'll delve into it a little more later, and once I've done a little more research and have my ducks in a row. So, looking forward to talking about your intimate relationships and what you can do with sex toys in the future, and also the lines that can be crossed and shouldn't be crossed. So those would be some subjects that are coming up. And if you have any other ideas, let me know, and leave me a message. And again, I will say this, you can leave me messages, but as soon as I hear something that is inappropriate, and I'm sitting here talking about sex toys, so I know what inappropriate is, inappropriate, mean, or whatever, I will delete that message, and I will probably block you from being able to message me again. So please be respectful when you leave messages, and let it be about subject matter that everyone can enjoy and get something out of. And that is it for today. Hope to hear from you guys and hope you enjoy this podcast today. Have a good one.